Have you surprised yourself about how much you've been able to achieve in the first month?
Oh yeah, I'm very shocked. I didn't expect this at all. Like, I knew I'm a very hard worker, and I know when I set my mind to something, I'll do it. But this was like beyond my expectations. It's crazy. Like, I've got some stats for you if you like. First month, I've got 45 regular customers. 45. I got 25 five-star reviews on Gyms Online. I booked out in over a week in advance in my first month. Like, I'm trying to book people. I just can't. I'm finishing at 7:30 every night. Like, I can't manage to fit any more people in. Like, it's crazy. The revenue was really good as well.
Today, we're joined by Wayne on the Gyms Group podcast. He's from Gyms Pool Care, and you've only just started in December. But Jim does his 30-day email on what he does, and any good stories or anything he's impressed by, he forwards this to me and says, interview him. So basically, you forwarded me your email for you, Wayne. You had a great story where you shared with him about, you know, how well you've been going and just how you should have done it a while back. And just, yeah, let's just get started with how's it been going.
Yeah, mate. I've been on flat out. Like, it's crazy busy this time of year. As soon as I started, I was on the ground running, you know, just leads coming in and so many jobs. And where my area is, my territory, there's not many gyms down there, and there's not many pool services down there either. So yeah, I've got a massive territory, and it's just crazy busy.
And what were you doing prior?
Yep. So I've been like on the offshore and mining background. Yep. And I did that for about 15 years. It was good money and stuff, you know, but you're away from your family and you're away from your loved ones and stuff. A lot of sacrifices, miss out on everything. It got me to where I needed to be, but I knew that there was more that I wanted to do. I always wanted to be my own boss, always. I've actually was looking at gyms years ago, and I was just umming and ahhing, and I wasn't sure if I could do it or not. But one day I just said, stuff it. I'm just going to inquire. I got hold of Tony. He's part of Simon, which is my franchisor. And then Simon contacted me, and we met up with each other, and we just hit it off from day one. You know, like, he's a really good guy, and I just felt a lot of trust there with him. Yeah, he was just really, really down to earth, and it just made me feel comfortable, the whole onboarding process. And I just said, yep, definitely, let's just go ahead and do it.
And was there anything else you're looking at the time, Wayne? Was it just Gyms Pool Care? Were you looking at a few options? How did you come to that division choice out of everything you probably were looking at?
Yeah, mate. So, funny story, I actually was looking at quite a few, to be honest, pool franchises. So, like, you know, the competitors like Pool Works and Clark Rubber and stuff. And I looked at gyms, and I got really close with a couple of others, but something in my gut wasn't feeling right. Like, you know, they take a lot of fees, they get a percentage, and that it just wasn't right. And then I looked at gyms even more, and I was talking to Simon, and I went on a day on the road.
Yep.
With one of the guys down the road from me. And after speaking to him and seeing how the whole system works with the leads, the call center, the lead fees, the franchise fees, I just said, this is a no-brainer. And then I booked my training in. I called Simon and said, let's go ahead. Like, Jim's whole system just sits with me well, because it's not greedy, and he wants you to succeed, because when we all succeed, everyone succeeds, you know? Yeah.
Well, I've already said it's not greedy, because with franchising, obviously, there's a lot of general misconceptions with fees. There obviously are percentage of revenue, a lot of those models, but with gyms, it's a flat fee model, which I think is something we probably should promote a bit more to the average punter. It's not well known.
100%. Like, I probably couldn't say, because it's confidential, but they take a lot of fees, these other ones. I'm talking like above 11% of your revenue. So that's just crazy. Like, gyms has a flat fee every month. Obviously, if you pay for leads, that increases, but a lead pool care anyway is about $35, and that could potentially a lot of money, and they could keep it forever. Do you know what I mean? So it's $30, you only pay it once, and it's yours forever.
That's a great way to look at it. And I was going to say as well, was it always the pool care industry you wanted to go to? Because you've just said straight away you were looking at pool care stuff. So was it always the pool care industry?
Yeah, really, it was. I did look at the mowing, but I just find being around pools makes me a lot more happy, and I've always been interested in pools. I didn't really know a lot, to be honest. Like, I didn't know anything, really. I just said, I want to do pools. So the training itself was a bit of a head spin. I've been doing it 1 month now, and I'm still learning things every day, but it's all coming together. And it's just like, it's just phenomenal, like, what you learn on the job with your franchisor, with the other franchisees. We've got an operations manual as well where we look through there for unsure. Like, we learn something new every day.
And you've obviously had, you said something else, which is really important for people, is you got on with the franchisor from the start, which is really, really important. I think that's a really good thing for you, if you don't get along with the franchisor, there's no point investing in them with them. So I'm glad to hear that you got off on a personal relationship pretty well, because that's really, really important.
Yeah, Simon's amazing. Like he's just very he's suited for that role. He's been with gyms 20 years, and I think he's done franchisor, I'm not sure, probably about 10 of those years. So he's very good with people, and he could just tell that, you know, I was umming and ahhing, and he didn't push it. He just was, you know, he was there when I needed questions. I'd always call him.
And
he's very professional. And to now, like, this first month, I'd call him like 20 times a day. Like, oh, you know, what do I do with this? What do I do with that? And he answers every time, like every time. He's a phenomenal franchisor, and I'm very grateful to have him. I'm very lucky. And even some of the other guys, like, I bounce off a lot off them as well. Like, if I'm ever stuck in, for whatever reason, he hasn't answered, because he does his own work as well. Like Paul and Justin, the other guys that are close to me, they'll answer and they'll always just help. Like, it's not a competition. We're in it like a family. So if I'm ever stuck, I call them up and they just help me. And they're even offered to come on site. Paul's fixed a few chlorinators for me, and just phenomenal, phenomenal support.
Yeah, it's a massive part of gyms, and I'm glad you said that, because that's a really big part of it, is the franchisee support. And even, you know, people go, what do you get for fees and what do you get for this? And the franchisee support's a really big thing. And I was going to say then, Wayne, back to your training experience, obviously it's a lot of information to take through, and you're coming over from WA to Cold Victoria. So how did you find the old training experience at gyms?
Yeah, no, it was good in Moorabbin there.
Yes.
No, it's good. The facilities are great. Food is amazing. I got to meet Jim. I had dinner with Jim. He's a really, really cool dude, really nice guy.
He liked being called cool dude. I'll tell him that. He liked being called a cool dude.
Yeah. And that helps as well. When you actually meet the boss, man, like the big, you know, and he's so down to earth and so humble, that's also another big tick for me, you know. And you get to hear him talk and his story and all the guys that come in from other divisions and their story. And it's really motivating. And, yeah, there's a lot of info in those 3 days, but it's very set out very well, and you can take a lot on board. Yeah, you go away from that, you feel quite confident.
And what did you take back with you that went into your business? Was there anything that stuck in mind from training? Was it something in Jim's ethos session, or was there some things that you took part and you sort of, I remember that and implemented it?
Yeah, a lot of the accounting side. I can't remember the lady.
Donna, would it be Donna?
Yeah. And she helped as well. I even asked her a few questions afterwards, and she was great. She would answer it. And I took that back to my accountant and stuff, and we got it all sorted. So a lot of the accounting side, which I wasn't sure of, I took that. I also about like the customers, and like a good one as well that I took from that is give them a 2-hour window, because this industry is nuts. Like, I could be like, oh, I'm going to be there at 9 o'clock, but then I'm stuck on a job and the job blows out. You know, if you give them 2 to 3 hours, usually the customer's really cool about it. He goes, yeah, no worries. And then that way you got that sort of leeway.
Yeah, because when you put a hard time on it, you set that expectation in the customer's mind. If you miss it, you're in trouble. Yeah. It's a great point. I was going to say
that. Heaps,
man. it's a really good point. And I was going to say as well, for the on-road training with Pool Care, so how many weeks was that with Simon? And was it out in the field, or how did you go about learning? Because you've got to learn chemicals, you've got to learn formulas, you've got to do a whole bunch of different stuff.
Yeah, it was full on. So we started... pretty much, I think it was just after Christmas. Like he didn't even have holidays. He's like, do you want to come out with me now? And I said, yeah, absolutely. So I actually did 3 weeks of training on the road with him, did a few days with Paul, a couple of days with Justin as well, the other franchisees, because they were close to my area. Simon is like north of the river. So that was 3 or 4 weeks straight. And that was a lot to take in. Like, I was a bit nervous because I was like, how am I going to even remember all of this? But a little tip would be like to film certain things and like note things in your phone, take lots of photos. And if you're not sure, just ask lots of questions. Once you start getting on the road and doing it yourself and you start to go to jobs yourself, it all starts coming together. Like, it literally stays in your subconscious. And then when you're there, it's like, I remember that, you know?
You said a really good bit of advice, which I think it's a great one actually, is the using your phone to record some, especially yours. There might be settings or some things you're doing with in testing things and stuff. I think it's a really important one. That's a really good bit of advice. And I was going to say as well, with the do you remember your first week or your first day? How was that? You were out by yourself, and as you said, the way you go, how was that?
I was like a deer in headlights, mate. It was. I didn't know if I was after him. I was coming here, and But it does eventually settle down. But the first week, and I was, yeah, I remember, I'll never forget, I went to a green pool, my very first customer, it was a green pool, knocked on his door, and I was just so nervous. Like, and I'm really good with people. Like, I can talk to anyone, but I was just so nervous knocking on his door. And then after that, I treated his pool. He was so happy. And it, from there, it just got easier and easier and easier. You just got to believe in yourself, and you just got to do it. They're calling you for a service, right? So they need you. So, you know, just act like you know everything, and you'll be
fine. Exactly right. Grab the confidence. They don't know that it's your first week.
Yeah. They don't know.
No, they don't. And what's you had a really amazing first month. Jim was wrapped to read your email, and it's amazing how quickly you've gone. And have you surprised yourself about how much you've been able to achieve in the first month?
I'm very shocked. I didn't expect this at all. Like, I knew I'm a very hard worker, and I know when I set my mind to something, I'll do it. But this was like beyond my expectations. It's crazy. Like, I've got some stats for you if you like. Like,
go for it.
So in my very first month, I've got 45 regular customers. 45. I got 25 five-star reviews on Jim's Online.
Yep.
That's really good. Jim was wrapped with that. I booked out in over a week in advance in my first month. Like I'm trying to book people. I just can't. I'm finishing at 7:30 every night. Like, I can't manage to fit any more people in. Like, it's crazy. And yeah, the revenue was really good as well.
Yeah, no, it was really good. I remember reading the email and, it was really, really good. For us to see it in the first month, and it's a testament to yourself as well for your attitude, because you've got a great attitude, I can tell already. I don't think I spoke to you much in training, but I can tell you've got a really good attitude and real personal attitude. So that's actually like 90% of the battle from your 100%. Is that just dealing with the customer on the phone, good attitude, good energy, and then the job pretty much will sort itself out, whereas the customer service part is the key.
Yeah, and the customers pick up on that. Like, if you've got a bad attitude, They're not going to go you again, you got to have that good attitude. You got to be passionate. Like, this is your baby now, you know what I mean? Like, you grow it as big as you want, do whatever you want. And like, you got to be passionate. You got to have a good attitude, and the customers love that, right? Like, that's why, like it's my franchise all reckons 45 regulars in not even a month was like phenomenal. And he goes, how did you do that, mate? I was like, I'm just friendly. Like, I'm not pushy. Like, they ask me questions, and I tell them I recommend, once a month in the summer, and then you can scale it back in winter. And I'm just really cool, and I listen to everything they say, and I do the job really well. And they need guys, man. They need the pool service. Like, it's crazy here in WA.
And I was also going to say, just even from the phone call, that's where it starts. I don't know. Obviously, we have the sales session and stuff in training, but just even your tonality of voice on that phone call, and I can hear from speaking with you, your enthusiasm, your smiling, your positivity, that really rubs off on customers and puts them in a good mood as well, and more inclined to use you for business.
100%. You smile on the phone, the customer sort of feels that,
I can feel when I'm talking to you. Obviously, I can see you, but I think it's something where it's a basic thing, but people, sometimes, if you're out in the middle of the day and you get disturbed by a lead, and you might be, it's just people can pick up on it. I think it's a really, really good point. Yeah. And something obviously that works well for you. And with the services in pool care, it goes way beyond just doing the cleaning and the pool and the pole. So do you want to outline for people what sort of services you've been doing for people in the first month?
Yeah, mate. So I've literally done everything from, servicing, test and balance, cleaning, equipment installs, faulty equipment fixes. So we're talking, it's not, so people think, oh, pool cleaner, yeah, you go around with a scoop. Nah, man, we do everything but put them in the ground. We do everything else. So everything. So we change out pumps, we do the plumbing with it, filters, the chlorinators, cells, we do green pools. Green pools are huge. Like, a lot of people just think they'll leave their pool and then next minute they look under the cover and it's green and got algae. So, we do green pools, we do heating, solar, we do everything but put them in the ground. That's basically it.
And what are some maybe the maintenance tips that people that you see making the mistakes, or something that just leave it to the last minute and expect you to fix it all? Or what are the mistakes that people make?
Yeah, they don't run their pumps long enough in the summer. So we all recommend 4 hours in the morning, 4 hours in the evening, so 8 hours a day in the summer. That keeps it circulating, filtration, sanitizing, that's good. A lot of people, they want to save power, but it's not worth it. If you've got a pool, you've got to look after it. I say having a pool is like having a child. There's so much high maintenance with it. And it does cost you money, you know what I mean? And you got to keep it up. Otherwise, it can be very expensive if you let it go.
And how satisfying are those Grand Pool rescues?
Oh, man. Like, they're, yeah, amazing. Amazing. I've been sending them all to Simon, and he's probably seen 1,000 of them, but I'm like, I don't care. You can see mine. Like, and they're just so, go from green, swampy, yeah, to like crystal clear blue. And the customer's like, you're a magician, you know?
Yeah, it's amazing to watch. Obviously, there's a few big TikTokers in the pool care division that I do there from start to finish. And I you would have seen it in training. I showed one of Brad's ones, and it's very satisfying for people to see.
100%. I'm actually restoring a pool now. Like, she let it go for about 5 years. So you can only imagine, I'm doing the befores and the afters and in-betweens, and I'm going to get Simon to put it up on social media. It's going to be good. Like, it's full restoration, full equipment, like everything. I was in there and I was pressure washing and acid washing the whole pool. Like, it's going to look amazing.
I was going to say as well, with the knowledge, there is a lot of knowledge you guys need to know in pool care. How'd you go after the situations you come across where you didn't know? Was it something you just jumped on the phone to the franchisor, or did you go back to those phone and those notes that you had, or because there's a lot of stuff you got to know. So with knowledge and going out to new situations, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, mate. First things first, if I'm unsure, at the very start, I used to call Simon all the time. But then I thought, no, I've got to start really like brainstorming now. So I'd open my ops manual and I'll try and suss it in there, because it's got everything from how to treat a green pool to pump not priming, sand in the pool from the filter. Like, it's got everything. So if you actually have a look, you can actually find 99% of what you are looking at, right, in the ops manual. But sometimes maybe the 1%, it's not there, so I'll call Simon, and he's straight away. Sometimes I'll FaceTime him, and I'll show him, you know, video and FaceTime, and that helps a lot as well. And say if Simon doesn't answer, it's definitely the other franchisees. Like, everyone's willing to help, and if Simon doesn't know it 20 years, I'm sure another franchisee would know it or been in that position before, because a lot of equipment are coming out. There's new equipment now, and, you know, with this with all this new technology with the apps and all that, and a lot, you know, but someone in the division will actually know how to do it. So you can always fall back on that and just give them a call.
And also, the division's name is Mobile Pool Shops. So what sort of stuff do you sell to customers? What stuff is available for them to buy? And how do you integrate that into your business?
Yep. So we do everything. We sell pumps, filters, chlorinators. We sell the equipment. We sell vacuum heads, telly bowls, scoop nets, swimming pool handover kits. We do inspections as well. So we go around with a clipboard, for builders. I'm doing one after this, actually. I'm going with the gym's building inspector. And we're going around looking at the pool. He's doing the house. So we're working together.
Right.
So we sell everything. Everything. We can even sell chemicals if you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. And are you going, do you have like a local, good deal with your local supply shop, or how does that all work?
Yep. So we've got accounts with quite a few suppliers here in WA, and they're amazing as well. The reps, you know, we got the pool covers, the Daisy pool covers. We've got Fluidra, Austral. We've got Sparkraft. Like, we've got a whole range of them, and we've got accounts with them all. And yeah, they're really good. And obviously, we get the discount. And yeah, they really look after us too. Like, sometimes they'll meet us on site as well if we're unsure. Like, I've got to change a water flow sensor valve on a heater fan. I've never done that before. That was with a Theralux. They're quite a new company. And she's coming out on site, and she's going to train me to do it for next time. Like, she's not going to judge. She's just coming out because, yeah, she wants us to keep working with her equipment. And if the more we learn about it, you know, the more we can do it and use her equipment. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of good suppliers in the gyms group with all divisions, and they're always really, really good with our people. And I was going to say as well, in running a business, or, you know, for the short amount of time, what to you has been the couple of the best things about it, maybe, and the things that are, you know, for you just sort of going, like, gee, I wish you should have done a little bit sooner, but what to you has it been the best part of it so far?
Yeah, I think honestly, man, in all honesty, just my happiness, you know, like.
You seem very happy. You're buzzing, you know, so you've got a lot of great, I do a lot of interviews, I do like 200 of these, and you're probably the most up and about, positive, happy person that I'm that's asked, which is great.
Yeah, I was very excited for this interview, I'll be honest.
That's great.
Yeah, so I think it's just the freedom. Like, I can literally book in people when I want. I don't have to get up at like 4 a.m. You know what I mean? Like, it's, you know, like, your freedom to do what you want. You don't have, you're not governed by anything. You're just really governed by the customer, and you can move them. And it's your own gain here. Like there's no be here at a certain time and you can only have 30 minutes lunch break, and any minute over that we're going to dock you. Like, it's nothing like that. Like, there's so much freedom, and you're just driving around just thinking, I can't believe I'm getting paid for this. You know, coming from a strict like industry of mining and offshore, like everything is safety. Safety is important, yes, we know, but like everything's timed, and you know, you've got to be here a certain time, you've got to do your hours, and you know, own 30-minute lunch break, and otherwise you're in trouble. And like, there's none of that. It literally, you do whatever you want. You just make the customer put them first, you know?
Yeah, and it's a great point you mentioned, but even though you've got freedom, you still work extremely hard because that's your business. And I think that's the thing. People think they're going to business and they're going to work less, but probably in reality, sometimes it might be more, but it's a good more. You know what I mean? It's more for you, and it's more as well. And you mentioned family before as well. So do you work around your family, or how does that work?
Yeah. Like, I don't have a big family. I don't have any kids or anything like that. I'm a bit extreme. Like, I will work and work and work. So, you know, some people have to pull me in a little bit and be like, you know, just relax, mate. Like, calm down, you know? Everyone's stoked. My whole family, partner, everyone's stoked that I took this leap, you know, and the main thing is that I'm stoked. Like, I'm grateful I've done it. I should have done it a long time ago, but I don't think I was quite, you know, ready for it.
That's a great point, yeah. A lot of people need to get that maturity and, you know, you need a bit of life experience under your belt. And yeah, I hear that all the time. Like, it's, you know, if you start at 35 compared to 25, you're a completely different person at 25 or 35. Yep. I don't know. I was going to say as well, yeah, because it's great to hear about your family being on board, because I'm sure they would have had a lot of skepticism maybe at the start, and you're giving up this really good gig over here in the mining, and now you're going to be doing this, which everyone always sees as a risk, right? So did they think that at the start as well?
Yeah, it's funny because I actually worked for BHP. Everyone knows they're a big company, and everyone's like, oh, wow, you work for BHP. Like, so leaving that and working on my own was pretty ballsy, and everyone was like, oh, you know, a lot of the friends and that were like, you're mad. But my close family know who me very well. Well, like, we know what you're like, and we know you're going to make work. And so I just listened to my gut, honest, you know, like, you can listen to your family all day and that, but really what's inside of you will know if you can do it or not.
And how much investigation did you do on the franchise? Was it like over 3 months, or how long did it take you?
I've been wanting to own my own business now for years, but I've just, you know, just sort of like had a little look, sort of pulled back. Oh, I had a little deeper look and then pulled back. But I think it really hit me start of last year, and I was like, right, I'm going to really look into this. And then obviously, yeah, I contacted quite a few different ones and they just didn't sit well with me. And then the moment I contacted Simon from Jim's, it just started really feeling really good. And I think that I think it was mid last year, and then it was just slowly back and forth, you know. And then I think it was November, we're like, right, let's book in this training. And I went over in December, and it just basically literally came back, had my birthday and then Christmas, and then after Christmas just straight into it, and I haven't stopped since.
Yeah, well, you go 7:30 every night, 8 o'clock, it's pretty,
yeah,
going very, very hard. I was going to say as well, what is then the plan for your business, Wade? Are you someone who you do have this grand plan to scale up to somewhere in 5 years, or what do you sort of see for yourself in the next couple of years, maybe next 3 years?
Yep. So as you can tell, I'm very driven. So I'm definitely going to scale. I want to scale big. I do. Like, I'm not going to lie. Everyone wants to be that entrepreneur, that success, yeah. You know, everyone has that dream, but I want to do that more than anything. So my plan is, I've already got, so if you get around 80 customers, you start to needing to train someone else up and take on, you know, because 80 you can manage, but any other more than that, you need another worker. So my plan is, I've already over halfway to get 80. When I start getting 90 and that, I'm going to start training up a junior. If I have to buy another vehicle, I will. Like, I just start small and then just progressively get big, but eventually I want to scale it up.
Yeah, no, it's definitely one you can do. Below, we have obviously guys over in New South Wales like Jason and these sorts of fellas who have three or four vehicles on the road. But
yeah,
you know, it's a really, really good thing. You got to probably do it by the end of the year from the sound of it. I don't know. You're going to probably add your eggs when next month, probably the month.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope so. That's the plan, man. That's the plan.
That's amazing. So what's like, obviously I've asked you about, you know, you love being your own boss and stuff like that as well. Maybe doing our life for people is obviously very positive. But what are some maybe some of the realities of running a business that maybe people should be aware of?
Yeah, mate. Yep. So when you stuff up, it's on you. You know, like you, you know, like I it happened to me once. You know, like I he wasn't the customer wasn't happy at all. It was just like a little drip. So he wanted the leak fixed, and I thought I fixed it, but then when I left, like a tiny drop came, and that's fair. Like he wanted the leak fixed, so there was a. So what they'll do, they can complain, right? So then you'll get a text saying customer has complained. So I call Simon. I'm like, Simon, what's this? You know, and I told him. He goes, just calm down. Just give him a call. So I thought, okay, I'll give him a call. And he told me what was wrong. So I said, right, mate, I'll be there in literally 10 minutes. Like I'm only down the road. And so I went there and I fixed it and I didn't charge him at all. Like that, to me, that was on me. Like I learned from that. And he took down the complaint. So when things go wrong, it's on you and you have to fix it. It's your, you know, like, yeah, it's just responsibility, I say. But responsibility is a good thing, so it's not really a negative. Yeah, and just like, you know, you've got to make your own money. You know, you're not getting a wage. So there are downfalls, but the good outweigh the bad any day of the week.
It's great we say about the complaint about the personal responsibility, because a lot of the time I see with downfalls in gyms with franchisees is when they get the complaints, it's never their fault, and that's always a sign of things aren't going to go too well. It's the ones who take responsibility and sort it out are the ones who always do really well. And maybe then for you, how do you someone get over the fear of it? Because obviously you're really happy with doing what you're doing now, but a lot of people probably want to do what you did. But there is that fear. There's always the doubts and stuff. So what advice would you give to someone who maybe want to do what you do, but has that pull, has those maybe friends or family saying, don't do it, all this and that? What would you say to them?
Yeah, mate. So I'm glad you asked that, because that was me. You know, that was me for years, and I didn't take the plunge, and I wish I did earlier. So I just think if you believe within yourself that you can make a business of yours work, just go with it, man. Just go and like contact like gyms. Like a franchise is amazing because you've got the support, you know, and gyms is incredible because they don't take a lot of money off you. Like they're not greedy. So And you know, you're a good bloke. Everyone in gym is just a good person, you know. So if you're feeling scared, fear is a good thing, you know. If you harness that, you know. But for example, fear of not making the money is going to push you to get out there and work and make the money. So if we didn't have fear, we wouldn't be, you know what I mean? We wouldn't be acting. So just harness that fear, believe in yourself, get contact, make the inquiry, at least get in some information, do your due diligence and your study. And talk to the close family that know you well, not other people, because other people are going, oh, I know you don't want to leave this job, you know, blah, blah. Talk to the people that know you and know your dream and just go for it, man. Take the leap. Just take the leap. And Jim wants you to succeed. Just remember that.
Well, absolutely does, because, you know, the email you send to him, obviously, that email goes every 30 days, even when he started. And, you know, and most of the time he wants to be positive. And when he gets a positive one like your story, he's pumped. And that's the way it should work. And if it's anything but that, you know, we've got a lot of work to do, all the franchise all does in those areas. And occasionally that does happen. But what you said about the fear is absolutely fantastic. It's about that holds a lot of people back. Whereas I said, if you embrace it and harness it and actually use it for fuel to drive you, if you do have a financial concern or whatever it is, that really is going to be a really good motivator for people. And it's great to hear that you said that as well. I was going to say, was it for you that really sold it? Was it doing the trial down? Was it getting out of the road? Was that the thing that really tipped it for you? Or
it really did. Yeah, obviously, looking back, I used to watch these videos myself. I used to get inspired. Like a lot of the mowing guys, you know, like would make all this money in a day, and I'm wow. And then I'd be inspired, and then I'd look more deeper into gyms, and I'd just keep doing my research online, like just my due diligence and just having a good look, and then just watching the videos and everything, man, really, really motivated me. And then I thought, when I contacted Simon and meeting him, he goes, oh, I'll organize a day with one of the guys. And I said, cool. And then I went out with Justin. I asked him 1,000 questions that day, like, you know, ins and outs. And I said, just tell me straight, like, I want to know the good and the bad and the ugly, right? And he did. And I was like, yeah, this sounds amazing, you know, especially the whole system of the leads, the call center, and getting work, right? Because if you start on your own, it's getting that, you know, doing that marketing, that local area marketing, getting out there, getting your name out there, which is really hard. But Jim's has this, everyone knows Jim's, right? Everybody. And it's just a household name, and it's very trusted. So if anything, they've got anything wrong with their house, their garden or their pool, they'll call Jim's. And 9 times out of 10, it's in your territory. Boom, you take the lead, and then if you get a good rapport with them, they're regular, and they can be regular for life.
Absolutely,
the whole system really inspired me to go with gyms. Yeah,
and I'm glad to hear you did the research, because we do a lot of the video content to try and make it easier for you guys to do it, and we also try not to edit it as well. We try and keep the good bad. That's why I was asking you for some cons before, because it's good to hear the cons as well often as well. Obviously, with your business and stuff, I was going to say, what to you has been, obviously we've got rewarding part of it, but what to you has been the most challenging maybe part of it? Has it been all about slowing yourself down? Has it been maybe trying to say no to customers, or what's been a real challenging part for you?
Yeah, honestly, like fitting him in 2 weeks, like, because they just don't understand. They want it done now, today. And it's like, like, you've got to explain in the nicest way that you're not going to get any pool guy this time of year in a day. Like, it's just not going to happen. So you just say to them, listen, I can only fit you in this time, but you'll be on top of my cancellation list. Someone cancels, boom, I'll fit you in. And they really appreciate that, right? But yeah, that's been really tough. Like, they're like, oh, you know, trying to get them in. And that's why I've been working late, because I'm trying to get everybody in each day just to keep everyone happy. And I'm coming home at 7:30 and I'm staffed. You know, it's hot over here this time of year, and I'm just trying to fit everyone in. But now I'm just taking a step back and being like, well, no, like, I need a life as well. I'm going to just book them in when I can and just let them know if a cancellation comes, I'll just fit them in.
Yeah. And what about meetings as well? Have you gone to your first meeting yet, your franchisee meeting?
Well, funny you say that. I was booked out.
Can make it.
I've literally been booked out from the day I started. It's crazy. And Simon's like, oh, you know, we've got this meeting and that. And I said, what day, what time? And I looked at my calendar, I'm booked. And I said, I'll have to do it in winter, man. Like, you know, I'm too busy. I've done jobs net today. Like, it's only 3 o'clock over here. Yeah. I've done a few jobs this morning. I'm going to do this interview and I've got a few jobs later, you know, like, just, yeah.
And then what do you do in your free time now? Is it not just business? What do you like to get up to as well?
I like to go to the gym. I go to the gym quite a bit.
Yeah.
I like to keep fit, strong and healthy. I like to be in nature. I like the beach, you know, like anything that grounds me. But yeah, training is a big part of my life. I've trained my whole life. And so that's never, like, my very first week, I took a whole week off the gym because I was like, this is crazy. But then I prioritize time. If I get up at 5 a.m., I'll go to the gym. If I get home at a reasonable time, I'll go to the gym after work.
Well, how do you find your energy levels? Is there something where you're just eating? You find yourself eating more for the day, because you're obviously on your feet a lot of the time. You're driving between jobs, but you'd be at the feet. Yeah. Are you eating more? Are you increase your diet, or how are you doing that?
Yeah, so I've been training my whole life, so I'm very good with nutrition and food. I just will increase my calories on the day if I'm more active, and I do. I feel good. Like, I'm not really like everyone else. I'm a bit crazy like that. So I'll just keep going and going and going, you know, regardless of what my body's telling me. But yeah, I'll just increase calories and my energy's high, as you can see now. Like, it's high all the time.
It's great. It's a good way to be.
Yeah.
Now, is there anything, Wayne, I've probably actually asked you pretty much about anything on the top of my head. Is there anything else that I haven't asked you that maybe you want to say or anything? Or
no, just like, if this video can have a ripple effect on someone, you know, like, if they're, like you said, if they're a bit like, I hope, you know, they're not sure and all that, I hope this video can shed some light that I was there once, and, you know, I'm so grateful where I am right now. Like, I've done the training, I'm literally running my business, I'm living my dream, you know, and it wouldn't have happened if I didn't harness that fear and take that step. So if this video can inspire someone to make that call, then job done, you know, like, it's good. It hopefully has a ripple effect and inspires other people for the future.
I'm sure it will, Wayne, but a testament to yourself. You've got a great attitude, really, really good, great personality. And obviously, great thing with gyms is you get people like yourself who are in these roles, who are really high quality individuals that just have that vehicle to break out of it. And the gym's franchise is a vehicle, and it's what you make of it, right? So, you know, if you only want to work 4 days a week, or if you want to have 20 employees, you can. And it just gives people like yourself a really good base and a foundation. But that's you doing the hard work to really, it just helps. It just works hand in hand with people like yourself. So credit to yourself and everything you've done, and I'd love to check them at the year or two and see if you've got that extra employee or a couple of vans on the road. I'm sure you will. And it's just a matter of seeing how much you just relax yourself a bit and just look after yourself. It's fantastic.
Yeah, no, thanks, Joel. I really appreciate it. And I appreciate this interview, and I appreciate Jim, and I appreciate the whole Jim's group, man. I really do.
And he'll appreciate being called a cool dude as well.
Yeah,
he's cool. That's great. I can tell them that on the second. That's fantastic. But Wayne, you're a legend. Thank you very much for today on joining us, the Jim's podcast. I'm sure this will help a lot of people as well. And Wayne, you've given everyone a motivational speech about doing it. So thank you very much for your time. Great person. And I'm really glad for your success and looking forward to checking back in. And we'll get you that a call voucher as well, really shortly via email. So that's 2 free nights at any hotel, and there's a bunch of discount dining and drinks. So we'll get that to you via email. Generally comes in 10 business days.
Might be an excuse to just calm down for a couple of days, though.
It might be. There's good discounts of dining and stuff as well. But, that's fantastic, mate. It's really refreshing for us to see, and just to hear someone so happy and positive. It's a really good thing. And your division is lucky to have you, and your franchise is extremely lucky to have you. I can tell you that right now. So,
yeah, thanks, mate. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're awesome, Wayne. Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
No worries. See you, mate.
Thank you for listening to the episode of the Jim's Podcast. If you want to learn more about the Jim's Group, head to jims.net or call us on 131 546 Australia or 0800 454 654 New Zealand. And if you did like the episode as well, please make sure you leave a review or a comment or a thumbs up or a comment on the video as well. We appreciate your support. And until next episode, we hope you have a great week.